today I want to talk to you about actually changing, doing that. And what provoked this thought in me was that the other day I was in traffic and I noticed a car in the lane next to me with its right turn signal on. And I'm courteous, so I slow down and, well, I'm courteous sometimes. And I slowed down to let this person move in front of me. And they were hesitant, and I thought maybe they just wanted to make sure that I was going to let them in. But we rode maybe a half a mile, and I'm waving them in, and it kind of started frustrating me after they didn't get over. And so I sped up and just got away from that car and went on about my business. And I was thinking to myself how if you compare the people that ride with their blinkers on to those who cut you off, I probably would rather have somebody cut me off and be done with it than for someone to ride with their blinker on for miles with me thinking they're going to change or that they're going to make some traffic change and they don't do it. They're indicating change, that they're going to make a lane change or they're going to turn, but they never follow through. And how often do we hear or experience something that excites us? You know, and it in the moment, we're like, oh, yeah, man, that, you know, immediately that creates some ambivalence and make me rethink maybe some of my habits or some way I'm thinking or some things that I'm doing. And in the moment, we're motivated and we begin giving all indication that we're going to change. But we don't do what's necessary to follow through. And so we're coming up on this new year, and I just want everyone to know that change requires more than emotion. Often people talk about it taking more than a notion. It takes more than some idea. And change is a very important part of life because we're ever changing. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. He's changed. That's the only way to get real change is that we reconcile our efforts with the power of God in our lives. You see, God wants you to change for good. Matter of fact, his ministry, the fulcrum of the gospel is about change, changing our ideas, changing our values, transitioning from a earthly-based value, a temporal-based value, to a heavenly, to an eternal-based value system. And so, and when that happens, it impacts every aspect of our lives. So if you truly want to change, change is in Jesus. If any man is or woman is in Christ, change has, will, and will continue to come.